Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Paraguay's president faced a social media compromise that falsely promised legal tender status for Bitcoin and a multi-million dollar reserve, underscoring risks of high-profile hacks and investor scams. Meanwhile, Bitcoin at $109,630 and Ethereum at $2,765 held ground as US. China trade talks in London pushed implied volatility to a one-year low. Stability in the market has drawn heavy participation from public companies and corporate treasuries. President Santiago Peña's X account was hijacked on June 9th by attackers who posted fake announcements and solicited Bitcoin deposits. The government swiftly confirmed it was a hack and warned citizens against sending funds to the phony address. This follows a trend of top-tier scams targeting global leaders' accounts. In London, negotiations at Lancaster House between US and Chinese delegations drove one-year lows for Bitcoin implied volatility, despite prices remaining range-bound. Analysts from QCP Capital noted knee-jerk reactions but no decisive breakout. This neutral reserve asset appeal for hedging currency weaponization was tempered by concerns over regulatory clarity and liquidity. On June 9th, Plasma's Bitcoin-backed stablecoin network attracted $500 million in stablecoin deposits in minutes, 10 times the planned $50 million sale. One trader paid $100,000 in Ethereum gas fees to secure a $10 million deposit. Only $50 million worth of XPL tokens will be sold, with the remainder earning yield in a withdrawal vault. Parallel token events saw Avalanche's Lambo meme coin spike to $25 million in market cap before a quarter retreat, while the Arena DEX volume jumped 645% to become Avalanche's third largest exchange. Sui's Cetus protocol resumed operations after a $233 million exploit, recovering assets and allocating 15% of tokens to compensate victims. Institutional interest deepens as the blockchain group in Paris pursues a $342 million raise to expand its Bitcoin treasury after a recent $68 million purchase. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, continues to load up, adding $110 million more and nearing 600,000 Bitcoin. California's KULR Technology plans to raise $300 million in an at-the-market offering to build its Bitcoin flywheel. In stablecoin news, Societe Generale Forge unveiled its US dollar stablecoin on Ethereum and Solana with BNY Mellon custody, and Ripple's RLUSD supply topped $300 million after Dubai approval for use in the finance center. Ripple also backed $5 million in APAC University research under UBRI. Circle's CRCL stock has soared up 347% since IPO and spawned ProShares and Bitwise ETF filings targeting an August launch. The SEC signaled new innovation exemption rules to ease DeFi platform oversight. Prosecutors charged Yuri Gugnin with laundering over $500 million for sanctioned banks, highlighting scrutiny of crypto for sanctions evasion. Trading week feels like stumbling on a hidden warp zone. Unexpected but game-changing for those in the know. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.